This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. All right, I got a couple of quick things, just real quick, just to reiterate how quick it's going to be. All right, the aforementioned, let me get to it. Bill Belichick, all right, things have gotten, this is according to Sporting News now. Things have gotten so messy between Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson, and UNC that there's, and I quote, absolute real chance, end quote, Bill Belichick is not the head coach by the time week one rolls around. Again, this is per Pablo Torre. Now, Pablo of ESPN reported that Jordan Hudson had been banned from the facility. It's a lot of people believe that she had been. North Carolina heard this and then quickly unbanned her for perception's sake because Pablo has doubled down on this. And so a lot of people have done a lot of recon and stuff on Jordan Hudson's background. You know, she's done $8 million deals in real estate since she's been with Belichick. Almost all of them are completely paid off. Her family had a fishing business that went bankrupt, and now her mom owns like some sex shop museum or something like that. I don't even know what that is. I defer to the expert, Jake. You can talk about that in a second if you'd like.
You know, this, several of them, yeah.
This has just been a crazy scenario. All right. It's like the topic that I want to talk about quickly and move on, and then it just keeps coming back up. Real quick, because we're going to get back to the topic at hand, Jake. Will Bill Belichick be coaching North Carolina at game one this year? And did you ever think you'd be answering a question like this?
I definitely didn't think so. I do think that he will. But man, is it, it's crazy. like the It celebrity couple includes Bill Belichick right now. And there's just a different story on him every day. So I understand the kind of the frustration there and among North Carolina's fan base. And you just never would have expected this through all the years of Bill Belichick being an NFL coach.
So here's the crazy thing. We're starting to find out he was not liked by the Boston media. They have got their night. If you go just do a little recon on this, spend 5 minutes and then move on about your day. It doesn't take long. Their knives are out. And it's almost kind of like, man, maybe he was a little worse off to them than we realize. I mean, if you're a guy who's winning Super Bowls and you have all this success, you wield a lot of power. And let's be honest, he's bringing a lot of attention to the Boston media and the Boston media market, so they're going to put up with a lot. I mean, it could be the old, hey, maybe we should talk about it, maybe we shouldn't talk about it, Scott Frost thing that we have here in Nebraska. That is not the thing in Boston. The knives are out. He was apparently not very well liked by the media folks up there. All right, I do think he'll be coaching game one as well, but the Belichick's family is like legit concerned. Like they're legit concerned about the situation and also the damage that this situation, which includes Jordan, may or may not be doing to his reputation that he has built decades building that just almost an impeccable reputation when it comes to at least football. Now he's become the very thing that he always preached against in Boston with the Patriots, which was distractions. All right. Also, Ohio State and Texas is going to be a noon game. I've always thought they should put better games than they put, like when I was growing up, the noon game was rarely ever very good. It was like Texas, Oklahoma, and I think Florida State, Miami, back when that game mattered a lot nationally. It was always at noon. Other than that, it was always like, you know, the afternoon time slot, the night game. I always wanted them to put better games at noon, but my goodness, now they're putting like the best games at noon because of the Fox television contract. Quick thoughts on this, Jake, before we move on. I'm just like, I understand it. I understand it's business, it's revenue, it's money generating, it's big brands, it's where Fox's time slot is. They paid for it. They're making revenue off this. I get all that. I just don't like it. What do you think, Jake?
Well, yeah, I mean, I get your argument. There are some other good games on that week that might, you know, fall into that time slot. So I personally just kind of like it to be spread out throughout the day. So I love the fact that Big Noon puts one of those. But there are some days where you kind of get somewhat of a stinker at night and you wish that the noon game was there. And this might be one of those situations. But just, I mean, it's set to, so I'll watch it at midnight if you turn it on.
It's always the Big Ten premier game, though. That's the problem. So it's always with our conference.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get back. Is there anything from the text line real quick?
There was a thought about reseeding that I thought was kind of interesting.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
6475 says, reseeding after each round, I believe, is a bad idea because it punishes a misranked or underranked team from being successful. This is from the other Bill.
So for me, I understand that logic. But you got to look at, for me, all right, what's the, if we don't reseed, then what happens? Because I would rather not reward a team who happened to get lucky in the first round or second round of the playoffs. If you're beyond the second round, you didn't get lucky. But I'd rather not over-reward a team with four losses who happened to get lucky in the first round. Now they've got an easier path to the championship. Also, to me, it puts more value on the regular season because, hey, we're a lower seed because of what happened in the regular season. So now we've got to go through the gauntlet of the postseason in order to actually earn this national championship. So the higher your seed, the easier path you should be. So to me, at least it puts more regular emphasis on the regular season. I'm always going to come back to that. College football has always been one of one with the emphasis on the regular season. I don't want it to completely die. It's hanging on by a thread, but I don't want it to completely die. Otherwise, you lose the one of one and you're just like everything else out there and you're a dime a dozen. The only team that I feel it really would be unfair to is maybe an undefeated G5 team who should be ranked higher, but with their schedule, it's almost impossible to evaluate how good they are or not. But my counter to that would be, well, you didn't play a tough regular season schedule. So now you've got to have a tougher road to the championship in the postseason, which to me kind of offsets if you didn't have the toughest regular season schedule. I do think the expanded playoff, there's pluses and minuses to anything. Jake and I were talking about, man, there's all these different teams that can win a national title this year. And you look at the top 13 teams, and yes, it's majority SEC Big Ten, but you've legit got Clemson and LSU. A lot of people have top five in Texas. And Georgia and Bama and Ohio State and Oregon's going to be a preseason top five team. Penn State's preseason top three, according to a lot of people. So it's almost a much more wide open field, which is a positive to a larger playoff field. Okay. So here's kind of what is being proposed and what most people expect. And then a new proposal within the way this format is supposed to be that I actually do like. So I've talked about this a while back, but it's been a while. So within the Big Ten and SEC, to get to their four auto bids, you take the top six teams at the end of the regular season. Now, 1 and 2 can play in a conference championship game in the Big Ten and SEC. That is one way to do it, and that's what most people have believed is going to happen. And then 3 versus 6 and 4 versus 5, and the winners, 1 and 2 are in the playoff no matter what. They're just battling for the conference championship game and a higher seed. But 3 versus 6, the winner gets in, loser out. 4 versus 5 at the end of the regular season as far as the conference seeding and four automatic qualifying bids. 3 versus 6, whoever wins gets a seed. 4 versus 5, whoever wins gets one of those four automatic bids from the Big Ten or SEC. So the 1 and 2 are automatically in. They're just playing for conference title. The winner of 3, 6, 4, 5 round out your four auto bids. And that would be the Big Ten, the SEC. Now, the ACC, Big 12, they'd have no conference title game. You'd have your number one seed at the end of the regular season play 4, 2 versus 3, and the winner of those two games gets in for the Big 12 SEC. And then you'd have your highest-ranked G5 team. I assume if Notre Dame is up there, because they always get to have their cake and eat it too, just join a freaking conference. But they'd get one of those three at-large spots, probably more years than not, and then there'd be two at-large spots available if Notre Dame doesn't get in three, which I actually kind of like the at-large spots a little bit. And there's a positive to the 16-team field. But I heard something that was proposed, and I liked it.
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to PolicyGenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's PolicyGenius.com.
So the Big Ten and SEC specifically. So 3 versus 6, 4 versus 5. The winner of those two games still get in, but the number 1 and 2 seeds potentially not playing a conference title game. And I know this is asinine. Adam, why would you not like a conference title game? Because it doesn't mean anything. It really doesn't mean anything. So you're going to be the 1 seed versus the 3 seed. I mean, if whether you win or lose, you're probably going to be the 1 seed versus the 3 seed. Is that big a deal? No, it's not. I'd rather reward the regular season so the 1 and 2 seed in the SEC and the Big Ten wouldn't have to play a conference title game. You would just dub the 1 seed your regular season champ. The 2 seed would be in the playoff, but they would get byes. And so essentially they'd get a 1 week bye before the 16-team playoff starts the next week. And I actually like that because it puts more emphasis on the regular season. It's a bigger reward for the regular season. And to me, I actually like that, and it makes things mean more leading up to the playoff. What's going to happen, they're going to go to a 16-team playoff, they're going to have all these play-in games, and they're going to have the conference title games because you can make more money. You think TV networks are going to pass on a Big Ten title game and an SEC title game? No, they're probably not going to, but I don't hate a scenario where those two teams automatically get in and they're rewarded with buys and you're rewarding more in the regular season. I actually like that scenario. So while I prefer 8 teams, and I've since it's 1997 when Nebraska and Michigan split the title, and number 3, if you remember, was a 1-loss Florida State, and number 4 was a 1-loss North Carolina. And I remember UCLA won their last 10 games of the regular season that year, and a lot of people out west were like, nobody wants to play UCLA, they're red hot. And I've always been like, just go to 8. You can get all the major conference champs in, you get the top G5 team, you get 3 at-large spots. What's so hard about this? And if you're not in the top 8, you probably got 3 or more losses. Why are we chatting about this? That's always been my philosophy. That's how I've always looked at it. It's not going to happen. Okay, so I've moved on. My point is, whether I like something or not, there's always pluses and minuses to each side of this scenario. Does it kind of make sense what they're proposing with the 16-team field, how they're going to fill out the auto bids? The only real question is, do 1 and 2 seeds get a bye from the Big Ten and SEC, or do they play in a conference title game? Does that all kind of make sense, how they're going to format the 16-team field? And do you prefer 1 and 2 seeds getting a bye, or do you want your 1 billionth game? And I know, totally a leading question here for Jake. Or do you want your conference title games for the Big Ten and SEC?
Yeah, no, I like the way you kind of describe it there. So those top 2 teams in the Big Ten and the SEC would essentially get a bye while the other teams are getting the play, and then you still play 16 from there. And so, you know, there's not technically a bye in the playoffs, but you'd at least get your break. I like that, like you said, because that would really put a lot of emphasis on being one of those top 2 teams in those competitive conferences. So, you know, I've just kind of the aura or the excitement about being a conference champion has already lost a little bit of its power here in the last couple of years. We've seen Georgia teams and Alabama teams and Ohio State teams that haven't won conference titles. And when you expand these playoffs, you know, sometimes they're going to win. They were even doing that in the 4-team playoff. The conference championships, no matter what you do, really just don't have as much importance to it. So as much as I'd like to see it, I think that it would be a good way to kind of give that, conference, the regular season a little bit more meaning and just kind of fairly place it in there. So I do like kind of that. I agree with you though. It's going to be a hard sell to the TV network.
Yeah. I'd be surprised if it happens, but I do know it's been proposed. Right now, how I feel about conference championship games, it kind of reminds me of NCAA basketball conference title games. Like, beyond knowing you're automatically going to get in the tournament, they don't really mean a lot. Whereas like the Big Ten tournament conference champion in baseball, automatically, like, I wanted to college football to try to maintain the relevance of winning a conference championship more similar to what it means in baseball than it does in college basketball. Does that kind of make sense? Like, if Nebraska wins the Big Ten tournament championship, they're in. Does that kind of make sense in baseball is what I'm saying? Does that kind of make sense? I want it to feel as much valuable as possible. Is there anything off the text line? I know we got to go to break. As always, we're behind after the first hour, but is there anything off the text line?
5866 says, one thing I'd like to see is the teams in the playoffs never play each other if they already had in the current season, unless, of course, it's the championship game, and keep the first round in the team stadium. Also, 5162 says, Big Noon Kickoff has been the highest rated time slot the last few years, so unfortunately it won't change soon.
No, it won't change. It won't change. I'm not living in this alternate reality where I'm the commissioner of college football, and that would just make too much sense. I'm living in the real world where I have to deal with what actually is going on. And I've told Jake at some point, I know the major outlines of what I would do with college football. Okay, it's the little details. I haven't taken the time to sit down and kind of figure out the little intricate details. At some point, I will this summer. We got lots of time this summer, even though every freaking show is loaded, which is awesome because there's plenty of stuff to talk about. But at some point, I will diatribe that. What was the message again? I started looking at my paper and I got distracted.
It just didn't want rematches in the playoffs unless it has to. Basically.
Yeah, you're going to get rematches. I don't know what to do. Because either you've got to alter the seeding drastically, which means, I mean, if you've got all these SEC and Big Ten teams in, let's say you got your four teams that automatically qualify from the Big Ten, from the SEC, then you got the ACC, Big 12, G5, Notre Dame. The other two teams are going to be Big Ten, SEC. You've got 10 teams from your field or from two conferences. You're either going to have to drastically alter matchups and seeding to avoid rematches, or you're just going to have to deal with teams are going to play each other three times a year in the future, and it's not going to be that uncommon. It's part of expanding the playoff. It just is. It is what it is. I don't know how to explain that beyond that. I do have two final thoughts. We're going to go to break. We're going to wrap this up, and then we will get to DBK. She had an interesting quote about volleyball. Potentially, I forget what the exact quote was, something about being potentially unstoppable or something like that. Also, we're going to let you know who's going to win the college football playoff national championship this year. We've got science behind it and an update, big time recruiting update for Nebraska football. When we come back, though, all right, I got a question for the fine folks while we're gone. But Jake and I are going to quickly chat about the question and your responses, but also how would we actually seed this? Okay, we kind of know what it's going to look like. There's little questions here and there. Will it be 14 teams, 16 teams? Will there be conference championship games in the Big Ten SEC, or will they just get automatic first buys into the first round of the playoffs? They won't have to play in a championship game. There's little intricate details we don't know, but for the most part, we get it. But how would we seed it? Nothing has been said. The 12-team playoff isn't bad. The seeding of the 12-team playoff is what sucks right now. Are they going to make the same mistake with the 16-team playoff? How would we seed it? Okay, and if you find folks want to let us know, text in. That wasn't my official question, but you can respond to that. Jake and I will give how we'd seed it. Mine's not that complicated. It's not as simple as just take the higher-rated teams, but it's not that complicated either. Okay, but my question for the fine folks at home is this. Let's say it's a 16-team playoff. And let's say bowl games start to regain some of their value, which I felt they did last year. And college football is starting to do things to try to get players to stay in and play in bowl games so they have more value. So let's say bowl games are more valuable down the road, and let's say it's a 16-team playoff. What if there's a year where Nebraska qualifies to be the 16 seed? Would you rather they get in the 16-team playoff and play, I don't know, an undefeated Georgia, an undefeated SEC champ in Alabama? Okay, and maybe Nebraska's got four losses in this scenario. Would you rather that 1-16 seed and it be in Alabama? By the way, all playoff games up to the Final Four should be on campus sites. I don't hate the idea of the Final Four being the Rose Bowl and the Sugar Bowl, the Final Four teams playing the Rose Bowl and Sugar Bowl on New Year's Day with bowl games leading into those playoff games in the afternoon and evening. And then you got the national title game, maybe a week later, not 3 weeks later. Too late is the national title game right now. Okay, but every game should be, every round of the playoffs up until the Final Four should be on campus sites. So it would be number 16 ranked Nebraska, three or four losses playing, let's say, at Georgia, at Alabama, undefeated number one team. Would you prefer that scenario? Or they go play a team with three to four losses equivalent to them in a bowl game, when in a world where bowl games actually have value again? Which of those two things would you prefer? Let us know on the text line. We'll be right back.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.